be deflation, analysts say Bed Bath & Beyond dialing back AC, closing early to cut costs. By Amy Furr on June 28, 2022. First, inflation heated up. Now Bed Bath & Beyond stores may be hotter too. Bed Bath & Beyond, BBBY, is cutting hours and scaling back on air conditioning as inflation persists, according to a note from analysts covering the company for Bank of America. From our channel checks and store visits, we believe that BBBY is trying to quickly trim expenses to align costs with comp declines, the analyst said in a note to clients. Labor hours have been meaningfully cut, utilities, for example air conditioning, have been scaled back and store opening hours will be reduced starting in July. For example, open at 11 a.m. instead of 10 a.m. Remodels are being canceled or delayed. We expect management to announce more store closures and halt its bye-bye baby store openings, versus consensus est. 21 this year per Visible Alpha. BBBY's Beyond Plus Rewards program is being replaced with Welcome Rewards. In April, the company was unable to resolve supply problems in its final quarter, saying the issues would continue into the upcoming year, according to the Associated Press, AP. It also reported a surprise loss in a quarter when many other retailers booked surging profits, the outlet said. The retailer has been unable to secure popular merchandise and it's dragging down sales. For the 3 months ended February 26, sales fell 22% to $2.05 billion. In May, Best Buy shared its first quarter results, revealing shoppers decided to hold on to their money while higher costs ate into profits, according to the AP. The company did well during the coronavirus pandemic as consumers bought tech equipment for home offices or for their children's virtual classes. But like many retailers, Best Buy is struggling with rising costs for everything from labor to shipping, the report continued. And soaring fuel costs and the return of promotions are hurting its bottom line. Meanwhile, pro-Joe Biden Hollywood was also suffering as the price of movie and television production rose, and industry leaders reportedly said inflation was affecting nearly every aspect of the business. Inflation is so bad in Hollywood that Universal is trying to economize by clustering filming locations and taking advantage of volume discounts with key vendors. According to Mark Binky, executive vice president of production at the Comcast-owned studio, Breitbart News reported.